At one point last year, the average price of a home in Vancouver, BC was...
$1 million!
Thank you very much, Dr. Evil. That's right, $1 million for a house in Vancouver, BC. And as the cost of housing grew, people started to look at who was buying those houses. They found out that almost one in six homes was sold to someone overseas. So BC decided one way to cool things down was with a tax, 15% on foreign buyers in Metro Vancouver. So now Seattle is wondering if taxing foreign buyers here will help fix our housing market. Becco Zhu is a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway in Bellevue. She works with clients in China to help them find housing in the Puget Sound region. Hi, Becco.
Hi, good morning.
And Mark Stiles is with us also. He covers real estate for the Puget Sound Business Journal. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you both for joining us. So, Becco, as I said just a moment ago, a lot of your clients are from China. Why are families from China looking to the Puget Sound area to buy?
Well, thanks for the question. Majority of my clients are new immigrants. They receive green cards through the EB-5 program. Seattle is very attractive for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the closest city flying to China. And number two, because the movie, Believe or Not, Meeting the Mr. Right, this movie came out in 2013, and it shows a beautiful scenery of Seattle, so they're attracted by the beautiful city.
So that movie you're talking about, Becco, that Meeting Mr. Right, that was a Chinese movie made, it was a romance film, but it was fans of the film Sleepless in Seattle, and so they came here, is that correct?
It's yes or no. It was a Chinese-produced movie, but the movie was a romantic movie, of course. But interesting enough, it was not shot in Seattle. I believe it was taking place in Vancouver, B.C.
Oh.
But it was a story very similar to Sleepless in Seattle. But it's quite funny. It's a light comedy, lighthearted, and very interesting movie.
So aside from hoping to perhaps find a situation similar to what they saw in Meeting Mr. Right, what are your clients looking for when they're looking for a house here?
Well, like I said, most of my clients receive their green cards through the EB-5 program. So the family will come here and purchase their first home in the U.S. and so they can settle down because they're attracted to find a good education for their children.
And how do you help a client find a good home, a good situation in the Puget Sound area?
It's a quite a long process. Usually clients will contact me about 6 to 12 months before they arrive. And then they will ask me all kinds of questions and trying to understand. They also do a lot of research online on their own. And then they will inquiry. I will have a discussion with them, see what kind of house are you looking for, what kind of budget do you have. And then we will discuss in different area, different schools, because they are most focused on the good schools. And then I will present to them different school options, and then they will make a decision and also do a preparation as far as how to move the fund to the U.S. And then once they arrive here, it's a quite fast process. Hmm. Show them around based on the criteria we have agreed upon, and then find a house, and then we'll make an offer.
Mark Stiles with the Puget Sound Business Journal. In this conversation that we have around housing affordability, why do other cities turn to this foreign buyers tax?
You know, I think it is in some respects a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not sure that taxing foreign buyers is necessarily going to help calm the roiling waters of the Puget Sound region's red-hot housing market. Because foreign buyers, they tend to buy more expensive properties, so taxing foreign buyers here in Seattle would perhaps have an impact on the higher end market, but I'm not so sure on the lower end market.
Hmm. Well, when we talk about foreign buyers, we're not just talking about one kind of real estate investment. I mean, we've talked with Becco about house shopping for foreign buyers, but what else are we talking about when we talk about foreign buyers?
Foreign buyers are coming to Seattle and the United States to buy all manner of properties. They buy industrial, they buy office buildings, they buy development sites. And we're seeing that in the Puget Sound area. Right now in Belltown, at Battery Street and 3rd Avenue, a Taiwanese company is under construction on a 12-story apartment building. Meanwhile, just up the street by Pike Place Market, a group of Chinese and other international investors are building a 40-story condominium tower called Emerald. It's on 2nd and Stewart, where the Cafe d'Arte store operated until this spring. Mm-hmm. So the buyers from overseas, and specifically China, are looking to come here and invest and develop, and they're teaming up with some local companies to do this.
Do we have a lot of foreign buyers in the Seattle market, Mark? Do you have any numbers on that?
Not in the Seattle market. I know that this is according to a new report out from the National Association of Realtors, that at least on residential buyers, folks from China, if you tally up all of the homes that they're buying and the money that they're spending, 6% of that money is coming to Washington State. California has 32% of the money is going to California. Washington is number 4 on the list behind California, New York, Texas, and then followed by New Jersey.
I'm talking with Mark Stiles. He's a reporter with the Puget Sound Business Journal, and with Becco Zhu. She's a real estate agent in Bellevue, and she works with buyers mostly from China. And I'm sure that you're familiar with what things are like here in the housing market in Seattle. We've done call-ins on this. People tell us about trying to buy a house and being outbid, going through this long process, having to write personal letters to the homeowner so their bid is accepted. Is that what it's like for somebody who doesn't live here trying to buy a house as well?
It's actually more challenging for people coming out of country because, first of all, they don't really know the area. Number two, a lot of them do not speak English. And so it's quite a daunting task to complete this process. And we as realtors have done a lot more work than the normal ordinary local buyers. So it's what we do also, I've seen also the switch from purchasing the homes with cash. Now it's more of getting a loan because the U.S. foreign currency is getting increasingly difficult to come out of China because of a government policy. So it's also extremely hard for my buyers to purchase, secure a home.
So what kinds of conversations are you having with sellers to try and smooth that path a little bit for your buyers?
Well, number one, I make sure I pre-qualify my clients. And I do tell my clients that if you make an offer, it's a serious deal. And I will educate them on the process of the 35 steps of purchasing a home. So when I talk to the seller, a listing agent, I'm pretty confident my clients are ready to purchase. And so pre-qualification is a major part of my work when I come to trying to compete an offer. And then number two, I try to tie up all the best terms that fit the seller and to make sure that this our offer fit what the seller is looking for.
How have you seen the housing market change in the time that you've been doing this, Becco?
It's huge. It's a huge change. In the past 4 years, I hardly take any time off. And there's no off season. Every season is a busy season. So it just overwhelmingly requests from all over, either within the states or within the city or from China. And Seattle is definitely becoming increasingly a hot market for people all over the place.
Mark Stiles with the Puget Sound Business Journal. We have a lot of conversations about why the Seattle housing market is the way it is, why it's so hot, why the prices are rising so quickly. Do we have any sense of how overseas money is affecting the Seattle housing market?
Well, it's hard to know because at the courthouse, there's not a box to check to say, you know, what is your country of origin? What is your citizenship today? So you can't measure that precisely in any way. And as noted earlier, it's buyers from overseas, and especially buyers from China, tend to buy higher end houses. So I really do not think that the the buyers from China and Asia are causing the market to be so hot. It's simply a matter of incredibly strong demand because of the influx of folks moving here from elsewhere in the United States for jobs, and a very limited amount of supply. So you have this perfect storm of a really hot market where prices are ridiculous and getting ridiculouser, if you will.
Ridiculouser. I guess that might be a good way of describing how the housing market has changed since you've started covering real estate for the Puget Sound Business Journal. But what's really stood out to you in your coverage of the real estate market here?
This is the most robust, most dynamic of a market, both commercially and residentially, that I've seen in my many years of writing about real estate. So it just keeps getting hotter. And one way that this is changing the market is that when the music stops, and it will stop, I think that that's something that people fail to recognize. Prices will drop, but because Seattle has reached the premier status among U.S. cities in real estate, that the drop-off next time won't be as severe. It's my understanding that in San Francisco and the Bay Area 10 years ago when the bubble burst, the drop-off wasn't so steep. And the experts that I'm talking to are thinking that that might be the one change here locally, looking at it from 30,000 feet.
Hmm. Well, we started this conversation by talking about how much a house in Vancouver, BC costs. They have tried a foreign buyer's tax there. Mark, what do we know about how well that tax has worked in cooling their real estate market in Vancouver?
You know, unfortunately, I'm really not qualified to answer that. I don't cover the Vancouver market. I just sort of watch it out of one eye, half closed. So I'm unfortunately unable to address that.
Well, we'll have to watch and see what happens, since we have a neighbor so close to us trying something that we're discussing here with the Seattle housing market.